Thank God you stopped being the no underwear guy, too.
Yeah. No, that still goes on.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hello, and welcome to Digital Logic PC Gaming Podcast with Ender's Logic, Flopsy, and your host, Robert Digital. Now turn your game volume down, your earbuds up, and fucking enjoy.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the DL Gaming Podcast. I'm here with Chad.
Hey.
And Emilio.
A.K.A. The Lingering Hug.
The Lingering Hug.
Yeah.
Now, did we make up this nickname on air? Do we need to fill people in on where it came from?
That was last week. Yeah, that was definitely last week. It was Finn and Poe. We were talking about Finn and Poe Star Wars.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's so funny because I needed to be reminded of that. Like, I don't know. My memory's not what it used to be.
So Bobby looks like the very depressed person this week. So is it all over? Is the nightmare over, Bobby? Think you guys out in podcast lesson, think about being away from your computer and being a gamer of Bobby's caliber and not being able to access your computer for how long total, Bobby?
Oh, God. It was 2.5 weeks.
2.5 weeks.
Yeah. So. And a lot of people had messaged me when Doom came out on Friday, and they're like, so how is it? I'm like, I wish I fucking knew, dude. I'm sitting in a hotel room, non-competent people to fix my house.
And I'm sitting at home. I'm sitting at home playing Bobby's copy of Doom. I kind of feel like he paid for dinner. I end up banging the chick.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much what happened.
Well, you guys had a whole lot of control over my library since I was not even able to run Idolmaster. So you could play anything from my library anytime you wanted,
which is how it should be, I think, all the time. I don't know why it shouldn't
be. Hey, he doesn't stay 29th in the world without making a few sacrifices. Right. All of us need to make
We make up a new word every new ranking every he doesn't stay third in the world by just fucking around. Chad,
what are you, what rank are you now, Bobby, just out of curiosity?
I have no idea. I haven't checked that in a while. I only check that when I do my leveling up, and that only happens twice a year.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Next one's though coming up soon though, right? Summer sale?
Yeah, summer sale is usually in July. Sometimes they've been pushing it back a little bit.
Yeah, I'm excited. I might buy some things this time around.
Well, like we said, we don't get excited anymore because we already own everything that we want.
Yeah.
Except for new shit, and new shit doesn't go on sale, so you kind of fuck. It's kind of like you're better off going with
G2A. And then 9 times out of 10, Team Tom has it.
Yeah, dude, I haven't paid for a game in probably like, I don't know. Enter the Gungeon was the last thing I bought, but before that, yeah. Team Tom, love you. Daddy. I'm going to call you Daddy.
Let's talk about something this week. What do we got?
Well, we had our first episode of the DL Game Club on BioShock. That was released a few days ago. If you haven't listened to that, definitely check it out. We were recording that through Skype, and all of us were on Skype. So the audio is not what we would have liked, and next time we do it, it's going to be much better.
Only one of us should be on Skype for that one, right?
Yeah. So it'll be much better, but I think the content was there. I think we had a really good discussion on that game.
Yeah, and if you guys have some suggestions on how, obviously we could structure it a lot better. We could have went chapter by chapter, or we could have gone, you know, every category, what did you think of the mechanics, or we just kind of, we were all over the place, but I also feel like we covered everything. So
tell us what you think.
Tell us what you think, if you enjoyed it or not. Because
obviously we acknowledge the audio was poop this time around.
We know that part.
Have you guys seen Old School? You know, Old School.
Everybody
back. Okay.
Yeah.
You know the part where like Will Ferrell like goes into a trance and then starts talking, and then he comes out of it, he's like, what did I just say? Do you remember that part?
No.
At the end?
I think so.
When they're doing the competition? That's how I felt like Bobby did when like halfway through that.
Oh, yeah.
That BioShock podcast. Yeah. He just starts, words I'd never heard of. Yeah. And I thought I had a good vocabulary, and he starts spouting some crazy shit.
Some savant shit right there.
Yeah, well, anything intelligent that I say, I've probably stolen somewhere else. I either read it on a read it from a book or heard it in a movie. And you guys remember The Big Lebowski, one of my favorite movies of all time.
Yep.
And he's standing in line and he hears the news in the background in George Bush is saying this aggression will not stand. And like, he doesn't really, the dude doesn't acknowledge it. But then later, like, he's having a conversation with some guy and then he uses that same phrase for something. And
I'm not sure I knew that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The Big Lebowski is a movie that I watched and people are like, you got to check out this movie. And I saw it and I was like, I don't get it. And then every time I watch that movie, it gets better and better. It's probably up there in my top three.
But I'm in the same boat, but I'm before I started watching it over and over. So, yeah, it's everywhere. You see t-shirts of it probably every week. I see one.
Was it written or directed by somebody well known?
Coen Brothers.
It is Coen Brothers.
I think that was their big breakaway.
That makes sense. Why are we talking about movies every week? It seems like
Movies are a big thing. Next week we're going to be this month we're doing Undertale for the game. So if you haven't played it or were planning on playing it a different way, this is probably a good time to jump into Undertale. I think you can get it for about $5 or $6 on, G2A. So it's not, we're going to try to keep all these games, I think, pretty cheap so that the barrier to entry is pretty, pretty low.
I'm already an hour in. So
Did you buy it?
I think I'm playing it off Digi's because I had his whole library this past 2 weeks.
Do you want to talk about that or later on?
No, I'm not talking about it at all. I'm going to wait for the...
No, I meant the library juggling.
Oh, no, we'll talk about it
in the
highlights and all that.
Okay. A big thank you to both David and Chris for their Patreons. They're at the $10 level a month, so we're going to be shipping out the t-shirts.
I don't think you need to announce how much people are donating to us.
Well, it's too late, and that's how you get the t-shirts that I wanted to bring up. So we're going to be shipping out the t-shirts.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Chris and Dave.
Yeah, if you hit us back with your Steam handles, we'll follow up and let everybody know your Steam handles.
For sure. And Twitter, I haven't mentioned it in months and months, but I am still on Twitter. I'm not that active, but probably 4 or 5 things a month. I mean, a week. If you just follow me, it's DL Gaming at DL Gaming DOTnet. And that's usually me. If you want to talk to me directly, that's probably the fastest way if you don't want to friend me on Steam.
Yeah. Getting back to the shirts real quick. So we are getting them this week.
Yeah, they're done. We just had to pick them up.
Okay. Yeah. Sweet. Awesome. I'm excited. I'm going to wear mine next week.
We got the ship. We got the, everything's ready to go, basically.
Nice.
Yeah.
And we got them in all sizes.
We do. There's only 3 mediums and the first 2 orders were mediums. So
okay.
We'll see how that goes.
We might have to do a second batch.
Yeah.
I think medium is the most popular,
really?
Size.
What do you wear?
Medium.
I wear a small
if I want to look like a tough
like
guy.
Me. Yeah.
Like I'm busting out of my shirt.
I just figure like the gaming community as a whole are probably bigger guys, but
that's what I thought.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe that's just you and me, Emilio.
Yeah, I know.
Everybody else is tiny.
All right, so let's talk about some games. We got some coming out this week, and we'll go through each one and say if we're interested or not. So first up, Spaz 2.
I put this on the list because we played Spaz before. This is what is it? Space Pirates and Zombies. This was
Bobby
a game.
Played it, right?
I played it as well.
Okay.
It's kind of top down. You play as like a spaceship, and you go around doing things. It had its bit of fun.
That's the best description of a game I've ever heard.
Is that a pretty accurate description?
You play as a spaceship and you go around and do things.
Forget the top down. I said top down.
Oh, okay.
I think you like pick up items and you pick up little minerals and stuff. Okay. And then
it's almost like asteroid type of controls, right?
Yep.
Where you have to thrust yourself in a direction.
Yeah. But it's got like quests and stuff that you can do, like pick up something I think and go. I haven't played Spaz in a little bit, but I had a lot of fun. So I'm kind of interested about the second one. I'll probably give it a go. So it's coming up on early access coming out this week. So yeah.
Team Zom, get on that, please. Thank you.
I'm sure he's already got it.
Homefront, The Revolution. Have you guys played any of the Homefront games?
No, I have not.
It's one of those series that is pretty big, but I just never got involved. But I know that people are into it. I don't know anything about it, really.
Bobby, this is the original one had China invading the U.S., right? That was the original one. China invades U.S., and so it plays on U.S. soil, and you play kind of as militants who are protecting America from the invasion, right? Isn't that the
I'm pretty sure
the premise? I think this next one takes it even further and says, like, basically... they've overtaken America, and now you guys are kind of like trying to revolt.
Cool. It's kind of like
a Red Dawn thing going on.
Red Dawn, yeah.
Yeah, but it's an open world first person shooter, it says. So I think it's set up similar to Division, where you kind of go around, get quests, and do things around there. Mm-hmm. So
So basically, instead of being a spaceship and going around and doing things, you're a soldier going around and doing things.
But this time it's in first person instead of top down.
Oh, very. Yep.
Yeah. So that is very key different.
Right there.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't look appealing to me.
We are off to an amazing start, folks.
I kind of like it.
Every time we do this, I think there's maybe one game that we're excited for.
Well, there's a couple down on the list that I'm sure we'll get nice and hypey for. So,
all right. So Last Fight, that's next up.
I brought up Last Fight because it just has a cool art style.
Keep talking.
It's not on Steam. Is it on Steam?
Looks like it's ready to be greenlit. No, it's on the store. Let's see. Last Fight on Steam.
Live Google searches, folks. That's what you're waiting on right now.
It's a 2v2 3D fighter. I don't know. It's got a cool art style.
2v2.
So I
see two guys fighting each other. One-on-one, you mean?
You can do one-on-one, but you can also do 2v2.
Oh, okay.
So up to four people. Doesn't it kind of look like... Remember that game back in the day, Thrill Kill? Did you ever play that?
I don't know what to call this. It's like cel-shaded, but it looks...
Almost comic book-ish?
I guess, something. Yeah. I don't know what to call it.
I don't know. Just kind of interesting game. If it's there free, then I think we should pick it up.
If it's half as good as Gang Beasts, I'm all in.
Yeah. It does kind of have a kind of Gang Beasts feel to it. So anyways, that's Last Fight. Then the big ones. Let's bring up the big ones.
All right, the big ones. Fallout 4,
Far Harbor.
That's hard to say. Fallout 4, Far Harbor.
Oh. Yeah. I wanted to bring up Fallout 4 for a specific reason. I've been talking to a guy at work who's been playing the survival mode of Fallout 4. Yeah. Oh my gosh, everything that he's talking about sounds so much fun.
Yeah, well,
no fast travel.
Right.
You can a bunch of extra diseases and stuff. You got to cook your food. You can't just eat anything you find.
Got to stay hydrated.
You can only save when you sleep, and you can only sleep on a bed. And how much hours of sleep depends on what type of bed. So if you do like a sleeping bag, you can only sleep like 4 hours versus a real bed where you can sleep eight.
It's extreme.
Yeah. If I had all the time in the world,
yeah.
Fallout 4 survival.
Live in Fallout 4, right?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Bobby, you still haven't played Fallout 4, right?
No, I have not. Have not touched it at all.
You should first play through. You should do the Fallout 4 survival.
You know, I wasn't crazy about Fallout 3, and then I tried New Vegas and quickly lost interest in that. So, I don't know. 4 just never really seemed like something to do, especially when I got so many other games that I wanted to play.
So, Far Harbor is the one that's coming out, and I think it's the big one, isn't it? The one that's cost like $25 or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
It's got a whole new like island that you can explore and everything like that.
Yep.
So it's like a true DLC, like an expansion pack, so to speak. So if you're into Fallout 4, that's coming out this week.
I hope they stepped their game up because Bethesda's not really known for very good DLCs. It's tough when you're up against the entire modding community too.
Yeah.
Oh, and the modding tools came out, so there's a lot of better mods coming out. Basically, the number one thing that the modding tools allow you to do is make quests and quest lines and put in voice acting and stuff like
Nude
that.
Nude skins?
Yeah, well, they're already all over that.
My bad.
Yeah.
All right, what else we got, Bobby?
Overwatch.
Well, I think we talked that one to death.
Yeah. When's that coming out officially?
The 24th.
May 24th.
Cool.
So Tuesday. So technically a week from when this comes out.
I got to buy that.
Yeah, I think we're all looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Also coming out May 24th is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutants in Manhattan.
And is this going off of the movie?
It's on Steam, Bobby, if you want to look what it looks like.
Is it going off the movie or the...
I have no idea, honestly.
Well, it's probably going to be crap.
Every Ninja Turtles game has been crap except...
The one at the arcade.
The arcade one and the NES one, right?
Yeah, the Nintendo one was... the first one was known for being extremely difficult.
Yep.
The second one, that side-scroller brawler beat-em-up game, that was really popular.
Yeah, that's the one that we're talking about, the arcade one, right?
This looks a lot more like the recent one that was on Steam. It's got except it's got that kind of cel-shaded animation.
Cool style. If that's in the game like that, that's really cool looking.
Yeah, you got to be careful with these screenshots, though, because I remember saying the same thing when I saw that Afro Samurai game. And I was like, oh, that shit looks cool.
And got shut down.
It was a disaster.
Wait, but you know what? It did look like that, though, Bobby. Yeah, I did like play this.
Yeah. Oh, you did? Yeah, that's right. You did play the Afro Samurai.
Yeah. So yeah. It did look amazing, but, you know, I don't know. There wasn't much to it.
The thing that kind of, I don't know, makes me wonder is its price point is $40. So if they're admitting that it's not a full $60 game, how much of a game is it really?
Who's putting this out, Bobby?
Published by Activision, developed by Platinum Games.
Hmm. Interesting. I know, we'll have to wait and see on this one.
Yeah.
I don't even know. Is it local co-op? What's going on?
Yeah.
Is it a beat 'em up?
So, same developer as Legend of Korra and Metal Gear Rising Revengeance.
The Revengeance one? Mm-hmm. It's not a...
Legend of Korra was beautiful, and it looked even better than the cartoon while I was playing it. So, they know how to do graphics, for sure.
Yeah. So, if you're into Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, maybe that's something this week that...
I'd wait and see. Yeah. Wait for some reviews.
And then the last one on the list, Bobby, what do we got?
Total War Warhammer.
So I saw some of this, and, you know, it looks a lot like Warhammer, right? Obviously. I mean, it looks a lot like Total War. Thousands of troops on screen. They're so small that you can't really see who's what unless you zoom all the way in, which you can. And, you know, what Total War does with the current gen of hardware, or back in the day, I mean, it was so impressive at first. But now we know what to expect when we start a war. This mixes everything up because you're introducing magic. So an entire column or columns of soldiers can be wiped out by an earthquake spell. And what's cool about this is you'll play a bunch of RPGs and somebody will do like some crazy ass spell. And you don't really see... I don't know. You're kind of seeing it, what it would do to an army here. You can see the power of these spells. Like,
yeah.
It's huge. I don't know if I'm saying it right. You've never seen spells act on an army this way. And now you're doing it tactically too, because, you know, I think it takes a long time to build up your magic and cast these spells. Like, you could see the mage casting this incantation, so that the archers are shooting this mage, but then if it goes off, it's like a game changer.
Well, let's not get too deep into it. The question is, you're interested, you want to get this?
I've always wanted to play a Total War. I played a demo. It's pretty intense. Like the level of control and moving units, like, I kind of feel like you needed to be a medieval fucking general to know what's going on.
Yeah.
But maybe, I don't know. I'll have to wait to see the reviews. But yeah, this is definitely grabbing my attention.
Cool. Bobby, you're more of a Total War guy than I am.
Did you play any of them, Bobby?
Yeah, I've tried a few of them out, but I could never really get into them. They're a lot slower paced than what I'm used to. And I don't know. I'm not saying that they're bad. I'm not even saying that they're not my kind of game. I'm just saying I've never committed the time to really get into one. And these take a lot of time.
Yeah.
For sure.
If I was to get into a Total War, it probably would be this one.
This one, right?
Yeah, for sure.
The learning curve is high, is what I was trying to say.
I wonder if they're going to dumb some things down, though, which will appeal to a wider audience, but then the hardcore fans are going to be pissed about it. I could totally see that scenario playing out with this game.
Yeah, totally.
Well, I think the hardcore fans are out anyway. I think they're history buffs are the ones that play this.
Could be.
And so I thought it was really impressive when History Channel was starting to use shots from Total War to reenact the battles and how they went down and stuff. I was like, that was pretty cool.
Yeah. Hey, Bobby, I forgot to add what we meant on the show notes. So where do you want to do that now?
Yeah, we could do that now.
Sweet.
Hey, Bobby, I like your hair.
Yeah, he is looking awfully fresh today. Although he's still wearing jeans. I don't understand how he can wear jeans. It's so hot in here.
I've become pretty much a shorts guy. That's it. I don't even wear jeans unless I'm going out to dinner. Something.
Dressing up.
Yeah.
Thank God.
I'm going to have to cover my calves.
Thank God you stopped being the no underwear guy, too.
Yeah. No, that still goes on.
Wow.
Yeah.
too much information.
Or they don't come on, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. So let's talk what we meant. So for our new listeners, what we meant is a segment we do basically here at the DL Gaming Podcast. We pride ourselves on being truthful, but occasionally we don't always tell the truth. And we got this piece of software, a brand new fancy piece of software. Although this week, I think there might have been some bugs in the system.
Okay.
Because
if you run this episode through, don't run the part where I complimented his hair.
Okay.
Okay, because okay. I'm sure.
So anyways, we run it through, and it tells us when we're lying. Not only does it tell us that we're lying, it also tells us what we meant to say. So this is our segment called What We Meant. So let's start us off with...
I think it's pretty amazing that the U.S. jiu-jitsu system isn't using this, but we have the power to use this.
Yeah,
it's great,
crazy.
Right?
Yeah. Let's start us off with Bobby this week.
Jiu-jitsu.
So this first segment is Bobby's What He Said.
All right. And you know what? I want to give a shout out to this great little Chrome extension that I have started using from Gosu Gamers. It's just an extension that you install and you click on it, and it just shows you all the matches that are coming up, and you check which ones you want to see.
So that's what he did last week.
I mean, why would he possibly lie about that?
I know. I didn't think that sounded pretty straightforward, but this is actually what Bobby meant to say.
You know what? I want to give a shout out to Gosu Gamers for sending me a check to talk about their products. I'm so glad Chad and Emilio don't know about this. I wouldn't want to split this massive check three ways. This will definitely feed my hookers and cocaine habit. Next time I'm balls deep and paid for trim, I'm going to thank Gosu Gamers. But only in my head. Thanking a website while you are with a prostitute is weird. Man, do I love blow. Don't do drugs, kids.
Okay, so
wow,
who wouldn't? I thought we were doing this all for free. I didn't know Bobby on the sly is talking to different websites to get
mad money over
to get paid. Yeah, Bobby, I'm disappointed.
How much was it? It's funny. Bobby's never once gone along with the bit.
You
know what's ironic about this? Actually, they are looking for writers for the Heroes of the Storm section. So I have talked to them, but I've only said, like, look, I'm not going to be available till like summer. But that would just be writing articles for them.
Wait, who? What? Where? Oh, Gosu?
Yeah, Gosu.
Oh, awesome.
You should do it.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it.
Cool. All right. Next one up is myself. So last week, what did I talk? Oh, we were talking about the gay gamers thing last week. So I mentioned some. We also played it like three times because it was also the intro last week. So anyways, play the clip. Mario is asexual. He could be gay. He could be straight.
He wants that princess pussy, dude.
Yeah, he did rescue princesses like.
No, that's his sister while he's going back to bang Luigi. Like, that's how I thought it was. No?
I don't know how we're constructing this story, but...
All right, so...
My impressions were on point, dude.
I don't know if I agree with that, but... So that's what I said last week. This is what I actually meant to say.
When I was 7, I used to play house with my Mario and Luigi action figures. Mario would always be the man of the relationship. He would go out to work as a plumber. When he got home at night, Luigi would take off his apron and put dinner on the table. Then after they ate, they would sometimes go and visit Princess and Toadstool, who lived together next to them. Finally, after a long day, Mario and Luigi would retire to the bedroom, where they would spend the next 2 hours putting D's and A's. You know what I mean? Hardcore man-on-man action. Was that only me that did that? Anyone? Anyone? I guess it was just me. Okay, I guess I should just stop talking now.
So man, you're always second guessing yourself.
Yeah.
In the back, there's a lot of your mind is working while you're talking a lot of time.
It's weird. It's weird. I didn't want that to come out. Yeah. So see, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not sure if the system's working right.
Yeah.
But anyways, last one up is Emilio, and Emilio last week. Emil last week was talking about some...
Just play the clip.
Yeah, play the clip.
This is Gearbox's throwing their hat into the...
MOBA?
Ability shooter.
Ability shooter is what we've... There's like a new genre.
Okay.
It's kind of like shooters where your guys have abilities.
So I'm guessing we're talking about ability shooters.
Yeah. So, does that have a moving base?
So this is what Emil actually meant to say.
I bet you think I'm going to talk about how Emilio just kept saying the words ability and shooter over and over. And over again. Well, you would lose, because instead I'm gonna talk about how wrong Emilio is comparing Battleborn single player to Borderlands. That is the most asinine idea my little robot brain can comprehend. It is like comparing a whale to a goldfish because they both swim in water. If Emilio was any more wrong, he'd be running for president of the United States. If Emilio's opinion was a pet, I would have taken it out back and shot it, but only virtually, because I am just a piece of software, and I'm totally not Chad. That guy is awesome, by the way. Oh, and stop saying ability and shooter like it suddenly explains everything.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
So, you, yeah.
First laugh of the podcast. Good job, little robot.
Yeah. So I might have to take it in the shop. We'll see. It was not working as I was expecting. So there you go. That's what we meant.
Bobby, any plans on playing? I know you said that you had expressed interest, but Deadly Tower of Robots or of Monsters?
Oh, yeah. I will definitely play that at some point. Waiting for a sale.
I want to see your feedback on it. Because the robot on there is called Robot. And mm-hmm. he talks like that, so it just reminded me of the whole thing.
That game is literally at the top of my wish list on Steam.
You could just play it off my account, but whatever.
Oh, yeah, I could do that.
Yeah.
Do you not get trophies if you play it off somebody else's? I'm trying to figure out what...
I feel like I've tested that before, because I had all these questions when that first came out. I think you can. Yeah, I think you can get abilities. It saves your saved game. So
we're talking about achievements, right?
Yeah, whatever.
Achievements. I don't know if achievements work, but if I play off of Emilio's account and I save my game, and then if I buy the game myself, the saves transfer over. Don't know about achievements.
All right, the big story. Let's get into it.
Yeah.
Motherfucking Doom.
Okay.
Bobby, how long did you get to play it?
I am about 2 hours into it.
This is your... This is probably the biggest game this year for you, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. And how'd you like the first couple of hours?
Really liked it. It was almost exactly what I expected. It's like if the original Doom were done today with modern graphics, technology, and, you know, a few more bells and whistles, it's perfect for me. And I'm glad everyone else kind of likes it, too. It looks like the reviews have been fairly positive.
Can you bring up the Steam page?
Yeah, I haven't seen any reviews, actually. I've heard that people are saying good things, but I don't know.
Well, when the Doom beta came out, people were really critical of it. And I wasn't surprised about that because
it was a multiplayer. It
doesn't really offer anything. It's such a small part of the game. Even Tomb Raider had a multiplayer. Doom 3 had a multiplayer. Nobody plays these. And it just goes to show that these days you have to fully commit. You're either going to be a single player experience or a multiplayer online experience. Like, there's very few games that come out, except for Call of Duty, maybe, where you have a single-player campaign and then you have a multiplayer that thrives and flourishes with a big player base and, you know, a big community.
Was that Crysis 3 that had multiplayer?
All the Crysis had
multiplayer. Oh, did it? See? And nobody played that shit, right?
Really plays.
Yeah.
And even with Call of Duty, the single-player is not the biggest part of the game. It's mostly about the multiplayer.
Yeah, for sure.
So, unless you're either going to come out with Rainbow Six, Overwatch, Example 3, or you're going to come out with Doom and other games that are single player.
Well, focused on the go ahead. There's a dollar in the cutoff thing, but
that's a shot for
Battleborn.
You.
We were saying how well they pulled off this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's PvE.
They don't really do a single player.
It's not a single player.
Yeah, like a story mode.
It's more like play multiplayer by yourself.
No, I've never seen like such an equally impressive 50-50 split as them. But that's not that's not a single player. So
yeah,
I'm stupid. Keep going.
I really like Doom, obviously. The graphics, I cannot believe how well this runs on my computer. No frame rate issues at all. Looks fantastic. Turned everything up to the max. Looks perfect. And even, this is on the id Tech 6 engine, even on id Tech 5 back with Wolfenstein, like I had a few troubles here and there with that.
So you're saying this is a more efficient engine? Because did you have the same setup?
A very similar one.
Wow. Well, what happened when you first booted this up? What was going on with your...
I'm not sure.
Like, he was chugging on the Bethesda logo.
Yeah,
the logo.
That does happen to me sometimes with other games.
But that's a completely different engine, right? That plays the videos?
That's actually like a compressed video file.
Yeah.
Right.
And yeah, that totally happens to me That happened to me when I booted up Deadpool the other day. And I've seen other people complain about that on Doom, and I have no idea what causes that. Although I did use the command to skip the video intros, and I did edit an INI file to turn off the mouse acceleration, or they call it mouse smoothing. God, that stuff was so annoying.
I can't even detect. I don't even know what that is, dude. Oh, man,
I hate it so much. It's when you move your mouse, if you move it, it basically doesn't make the mouse movements linear. So if you move from point A to point B, that's how much the mouse moves. It's directly proportional. With mouse acceleration, if you move it quickly, it moves faster. So typically it starts out fast and then it kind of slows down at the end. It's hard to describe.
I must like it because I've never turned it off. I just figured that that's how it goes.
I didn't notice it until I turned my resolution from 1080p to 1440p. As soon as I put it up to 1440p, I was like, oh no, that's got to go.
Oh, interesting.
And so I looked up how to turn off the mouse smoothing and made it so much better. But I'll let you talk mostly about the single player because I haven't got too far into that. But the one thing that I was really impressed, like everything on the single player, it's like, yeah, exactly what I expected. I love it. But what was really cool was the snap map. When you load up the game, you can go into like multiplayer, campaign, or snap map. And snap map is where you make your own map. Very easy map editor. You put in the rooms, you put in the monsters, and you just create it. But it also has a huge community with other people who have made their maps, and it's got a whole rating system. Somebody recreated the Doom Episode 1 Mission 2 level on there. I played through that. Someone made a map where four people just survive waves and waves of monsters as long as you can.
Nice.
So like all these creative things that people are starting to do, and the game's only been out a couple days now. And that's what I think is really going to give this game the longevity and really make it something that they'll play after the single player campaign.
Hey, Bobby, in multiplayer, can you do the glory kills?
I don't think so. I don't remember ever doing. You can melee, and I think if their health is, yeah, you can do glory kills if their health is low enough. But you got to get it pretty low, and it's like pretty much a melee attack would kill them anyway.
Right.
But you probably get something out of it though,
like more health or something. I would imagine.
Yeah, I'm not sure because in the single player, if you do a glory kill, which is just like a finishing move on a damaged monster, you always get health from that.
Yeah.
Okay, so I am pretty close to beating this game. I'm at the very end, so that will give you, it's funny because constantly you'll hear on this podcast that, oh, I just didn't have time, this didn't happen, I couldn't, you know, I'm gonna get back to that game, and we never do. That happens constantly, you know. You have these desires, but then life gets in the way. Doom got in the way of life for this one. At first, I would say in the first 2 to 3 hours, I wasn't very impressed. It looked good. But
the graphics look fucking amazing.
Yeah, graphics are tremendous. But, you know, I've seen better graphics and the gameplay. Yeah.
What would you still think Metal Gear Solid has superior?
Probably. Because you're talking about fake things as opposed to real things.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And that's one thing I noticed. Even though I think the graphics are better in this than in Wolfenstein, the fact that Wolfenstein is real life objects that I recognize and see in ordinary life, like everyday life.
Gets more credit, right?
Yeah. That to me seems more realistic than hell monsters running around the Martian landscape.
And that's not taken away.
Yeah.
Even Doom at all.
Are objectively better in Doom than they are in Wolfenstein.
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, I'm playing through it and I'm like, okay, I'm just fighting the same zombies for the first couple of hours. I don't see whatever that quote was, Bruce Lee on a skateboard with a shotgun. I'm like, I'm not feeling that yet.
What quote is that?
Somebody said that that's what Doom is like.
Yeah.
What?
Bruce Lee. A year or two ago.
Why, yeah. Bruce Lee?
Cause he's a badass. Bruce Lee on a skateboard with a shotgun. Just think about it. Whatever. Right.
Okay.
And I got the skateboard right away. Cause you're fucking trucking.
Yeah.
You're going fast, fast.
Yeah. You are. You are.
You have to actually push shift to walk. So it's a fast-paced game, and the entire
reloading, which really threw me off because I kept hitting R, and R is how you change your attachments.
So, oh, yeah.
I've been in, I don't know if you had this problem, but I've just been trained by so many shooters, just, you know, bap, 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 reload, bap, 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 reload.
Right.
You know, so I just kept instinctively hitting R whenever there was a split second of downtime.
Everything in the combat is built for action. This is an action game. Don't get it twisted. Doom 1 was Alien the movie. Very atmospheric, scary. I mean, Doom 3, sorry. Atmospheric, scary. It's trying to make you shit your pants. Doom, this Doom, is Aliens 2. It's There's a fucking no slaughter too. Fest.
It's Aliens.
Aliens, sorry.
Yeah, it's come on, get it right.
It's just a slaughter fest.
Action, action, and more action.
Yeah, guns, shooting demons, gore everywhere. And herein lies one of my first problems, but I'm not so sure that it's a problem. I've never been scared this entire game once. Not even creeped out at all. But you're fighting hell monsters, sometimes in hell, and I'm not being scared or like, there should be something, but there is nothing. Like, that's why I'm saying I don't know if it's a good thing. I was expecting to be scared. I wasn't scared once. So it's the difference between watching Alien and Aliens to me. And also, here's the other thing. I'm really the monster. I'm running into herds of creatures and decimating them and tearing them apart. I'm the aggressor. And it's a weird thing to think about. In most games, you're scared of the bad guys. I feel like...
They're scared of you?
Yeah. I'd need to play this on... hard. I'm playing on normal because I wanted to get through it, but man, I didn't die for the first like four or five hours.
That's not true because I watched you die.
Yeah, but falling though. So no, I don't count that.
You at the beginning you got shot up, and I was like, why aren't you using your good weapon? And you're like, I'm trying to save ammo, and then you died, and we saw the death
I
animation.
Fell.
No, you didn't.
There's no death animation.
Yeah, he throws his gun and he's like, and he looks at his hands while
the best
kind of like
animation
falls.
Is when you fall into the lava.
Oh yeah, and he gives the thumbs up.
Like,
oh, I haven't seen that.
Yeah.
I saw a screenshot of it and I was like, oh, I got to try that. So on that level, I jumped into the lava and sure enough, like he just puts his thumb up and that's from Terminator 2, right?
Yep. Right. Yeah.
Arnold's going down in the lava.
And I also found the Dovahkiin helmet from Skyrim.
The which one?
Yeah.
Dovahkiin, you know, the double horn.
Oh, nice.
Down.
Was it a helmet or was it one of those special collectible things you find in the levels?
No, it was a helmet.
Oh, okay. Because I've noticed the figurines you find, like there's the Doom guy, then there's a, I think there was like a Fallout guy. It's like all the different Bethesda games, there's little collectibles in there.
You know what? I didn't even read the names of them. So my second... don't get me wrong, guys. I really enjoy this game. I've played 6 hours in a very busy weekend for me, or maybe 7 hours. The other thing is the action is so intense and so fun and so everything. Just kill, 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 kill. Fucking drums rolling, fucking heavy metal playing, blood splattering, jumping, and then, hey... go find secrets, jump around, play a platformer for 5 minutes while you wait for this next gore fest to come in. And it's just like, I'm not saying it's bad, but platforming's fine. There's games that are just built on platforming. It's weird to go from the heights, basically maybe the best single player combat I've ever played, to going back to just looking around for secrets and then waiting for the next time that I get to feel the exhilaration of fighting 40 zombies at the same time or 40 monsters at the same time. It's just like I said, everything's built for action. When I can't stress enough how fun the shooting is. It's not cover based. Nobody's fucking, it's all dodging. And then the only way to keep your health up is to get glory kills. You stun them with your gun and you walk up and then you rip them up in different beautiful carnage ways. It's fantastic.
They're cool.
And you go at them from different angles trying to get different glory kills. Like the airborne ones, there's a point where you get double jump. You could double jump and get like a down. Every single one is like a face stomp. It's fucking fantastic. But yes. So you go from this like... this game gets my heart beating faster. And then you go back to the highs and the lows are too lows for the highs, how high these highs are. You can't.
The thing is, you couldn't constantly have that high.
Correct.
Of doing that. I mean, and then it would just wear out.
Right, but I need some monsters in between the crazy things, but there's zero monsters in between the crazy things. You know what I mean? Bobby, get it?
Yeah, I mean, sort of. And that was one, that was kind of a problem I had with Wolfenstein even, was that they do, they put things, not things that you have to find, but the things that you have to do. So you end up trying to do those things to unlock certain achievements, and you end up playing the game in a weird, unorganic way.
This has this as well, though. It has those three challenges per level.
Yeah, it had that.
But I
like
them.
And the guns to unlock the last level up, right?
What?
You had to, like, shoot the rocket to kill three things.
Right. So you're leveling up your guns, and you pay with one of the currencies. There's, like, five currencies. You pay with one of the currencies the first two upgrades, but the third upgrade is a challenge. So you have to kill things a certain way to get that. But the problem is they're almost always, like, kill multiple creatures with this thing. And you're trying to, there's not so many groups of
those guys into one area. The AI is pretty impressive on this game, too.
Those Hell Knights run around, man, they're scary.
Which ones are the Hell Knights?
Not so big ones, but they're very quick. They're blind. It's the first big guy that I fought.
Oh, okay.
And they're all over the place.
Is that the one with the over-the-shoulder rocket launchers?
No, those are the, Bobby?
I can't remember the name of those guys.
The skeleton guys?
Yeah, the skeleton guys.
There's a way that you can kill their glory kill if you get them from behind. You fuck up their rocket pack and they go off like a balloon with their ire out.
Oh, no.
But like all over shooting rockets is awesome.
The Mantor glory kill, you can like aim his giant ass gun towards his head and blow his fucking head off with his own gun.
Yeah. Now, I'm not saying that I'm going to, but as I'm playing this, I'm already planning my second playthrough on hard. And that's pretty rare for me. It's fantastic. It's a fantastic game.
It's not a game that I enjoyed watching.
Right.
Like, I usually, when I get home from work, Emilio's on the computer playing a game because he's a lazy piece of shit. And I got to bring all the money home for this family.
You're the Mario of the relationship.
I am definitely the Mario of this relationship. But anyways, he's coming home. I came home and he was playing Doom. And I was watching him play. And it's literally just he's killing waves of enemies, and I'm just like, I had no enjoyment watching this. I liked watching the glory kills once, and then I was like just kind of over watching it. This does not seem like a game that really and the other thing that bugs me about this game, even though I've never played the game, but I'm going to tell you what bugs me about it. I hate when enemies just spawn. And, you know, this is Doom is based on an old game, and old games, that's how they brought enemies in. They just spawned them in.
They are demons.
Yeah.
From another dimension.
Valid. I just, you know, you're doing waves.
And they come in on a portal, actually. You see the portal before they come in, but yeah.
The point is, like, every time I play a game like that, I'm just like, okay, when's this wave? Like, you don't know when the end is. Yeah. And so it just feels monotonous to me.
You know that when the end is near because it's all big fucking scary dudes.
Oh.
But that's pretty much it. They escalate in difficulty.
Gotcha.
But man, I love these giant battles. We're just taking on tons of dudes. But my biggest complaint is, you can put it on harder, right? But it's just these, imagine like you're in a football game and you just played the game of your life, and then you have to walk through empty hallways for 4 to 8 minutes. It's just like, when is it coming again? But I'm in the second time you go to hell, and spoilers. Now it's just straight fucking,
just straight fucking,
yeah, straight fucking craziness. Then you go in the next room, straight fucking in that one too.
Wow.
It's just, there's no hallways. It's just carnage.
Just and straight fucking.
It's funny because a lot of times mechanics in games will, the more you play them, you're just like, okay, I know how this is going to go. I'm liking this game more and more as I go through. And that's almost never the case. It's always like, I have to keep playing so I can finish this.
Yeah.
I'm just going to keep going through the paces. And this game just gets to get better and better and better.
Do you think you are playing this better because of double daggers, demon daggers?
I think about it, everyone. Like, there's definitely some crossover there, but
yeah, it's got the same kind of feel.
Yeah, doesn't it?
This game has a very primal feel to it. It's hard to sell to people just by having them watch it. Until you actually sit down and play this game, Like, then you feel it.
I owe a dollar. Do you guys think young kids, 14, 15, who never played the original Doom, probably didn't play Doom 3. Do you think people first time out are going to enjoy this game? Or is old school?
Why'd you throw age in this?
I'm just saying.
First time playing it.
Bobby likes the Doom series because of original Doom, and he's moved on since then.
I don't see anybody who has decent control of first-person mechanics not enjoying this.
Yeah, I mean, even when I went back and played Doom 2, like I think about a year ago, I went back and was playing Doom 2. That game was still fun. There's something about that type of game and the new Doom. It just has it. You know, it has that undefinable quality that makes it fun. Well, I mean, I'm sure it's definable if we really stop and think about it. But it's just, again, such a visceral experience. It's so fast paced. I mean, it's great. And a lot of the shooters of today have deviated away from that to a more tactical type of game. And this game does not try to make sense of everything. It's just, the main purpose of it is just to have fun. It's just fun. Like, dude, there's a demon invasion. The first thing you see is like an alert on a computer system, and it says demon invasion in progress. It's like, that's all the exposition you need. Go kill them. And my big question going into this game was, how much story are they going to work into this? You know, because Doom was not known. Story was important when those games originally came out. And I was wondering if they're going to try to shoehorn in a story or a narrative into this. Not really. I mean, there's a little bit of it. Doom 3 has more of it. There is?
There's more and more, yeah.
Because there's that lady. I ran into her, Olivia.
Yeah, and she has a cool backstory. Like, I'm actually reading all the data logs that come in. Mm-hmm. And then the robot that's talking to you, have you talked to him yet? Not the AI.
It's not Samuel Hayden?
You say Samuel Hayden, yes.
Okay.
He's the director of the entire company, and he put his body in, or he put his mind into a body.
Spoilers? What the fuck?
No, it's not. It's just, he's a character. It just happens to be a robot, but he's a real person
inside that robot. Quick. You see him, I think, on the second level. But it's Doom 3, they did the whole audio log thing, and like all the scientists had would talk about how like these experiments were going wrong, and they really kind of dove into that. This one doesn't seem to be doing it, but you're saying further into the game there's a little bit more on that?
More and more, yeah. And they're very interesting characters, I thought. Like the chick, she has MS, I believe it is. And so she was in charge of the artifact that started all the trouble, of course, and she went through this like experimental operation to cure MS, but she has titanium all through her body, and she is plagued by like crazy pain all day, every day, and doesn't take painkillers. So you can kind of see like how that plays into her living in pain, kind of plays into her tapping into these hell monsters and shit like that. What I really love is the guy that he's like the motivational speaker for all the employees. He's a hologram that comes up, and he still comes up while you walk through. He's like, if you have problems with weaponizing the demons, please come to management and tell us firsthand how you feel. You know, it's just like, wash your hands over here on the left and watch out for the demons. It's just kind of like really, I don't know, just strange.
There is some humor in this game.
Yeah.
Weapons. I'm assuming it's pulling the straight list from Doom original.
Yeah, I think they copied every single weapon from the original Doom.
And I love it, dude.
Yeah.
What's your guys' favorites? Well, Bobby, you haven't played a whole bunch.
Yeah, I am up to the plasma rifle. So
pretty strong. Stronger than it feels.
I've upgraded the shotgun the most. I really like the machine gun. That seems to take down the Hell Knights the best, the machine gun. But
so I upgraded the shotgun all the way to only to fucking regret it. Because, well, it works well. It's fine. But you get the super shotgun soon, right? The next gun you're going to get is a super shotgun. And that maxed out is my bread and butter. It gets me through
the super shotgun.
Almost everything, yeah.
You know, during that 4-player co-op wave survival game I was playing with some other people today in the Snap Map mode, I was able to get my hands on a BFG, and that has one of the coolest animations I've seen on a gun.
Yeah, the gun animations are sweet.
Yeah, well, this one, when you charge it up or when you go to fire it, I think I was pressing and holding the left click to charge it, but everything turns into a grid. Like, everything turns kind of into the Matrix, you know, where it's all not necessarily the letters and the numbers scrolling down, but just like a grid. And then you shoot out the green beam. It's a really cool looking animation.
I have the BFG, but I haven't modded it yet. So, that adds a lot to the guns. You can go two ways with either gun, with any gun, most of the guns, sorry. And, there's just a lot to this game, even though, like, there's all this fun, but there is some strategy. But you can't go back. If you don't like something, you can't go back on the gun mods, which kind of sucks because I'm just kind of, like, invested already. But,
yeah.
Hey, guys, it's a fantastic fucking game.
It's pretty cheap on G2A right now.
What is that?
I want to say it's at $35.
Wow. Get it right now. Right now, really. And use our... link.
Click through our link at dlgaming.net.
Yeah, go to dlgaming.net, click on G2A through there. It's not going to save you any money, but it's going to get us money. And it doesn't cost you anything. Yeah. So
$33.91 for Doom, right?
Yeah. Wow. Oh my God.
And that's on Steam too.
Wow. Yeah. That's so good.
My favorite part of what I was watching you with is how the main character is kind of has such like disdain for like everything. He doesn't like click the buttons when you go up to a
monitor. Punches or kicks.
Yeah. Like he started like watching something on the monitor. It was like, I don't trust this dude. Like literally 2 seconds later, the main character just kind of throws the monitor away and just starts going on. Like I thought that was a really cool idea.
That's what I'm saying. It's weird. So first of all, if you were going to take the first Doom guy, the guy that beat Doom, the first Doom, that motherfucker is more than human, right? He's like, I don't know, whatever he is. And that's what you are here. That's what I'm saying. That's one of my, like, I don't know if it's a criticism or just an idea, but me being stronger than all these things, I killed a cyber demon on the first shot. It's just like, I got to play this on it. I'm not scared of anything in this game.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's kind of, it goes back to what I was saying earlier. You know, when Doom was really popular, when these types of games were really popular, that's how all of them were. And then we kind of moved over into this realistic era where, it had to be more realistic. You had to be on, the defensive. The guns had to work and reload like real guns would. And, you just had to buy into reality more on these games, but this one just does away with all that. And it's kind of liberating in a sense. I'm not saying all games have to be like this, but it is nice to see one that is.
For sure.
Yeah.
And we'll end on this, hopefully. Last week I said that Battleborn's half of their guns aren't satisfying when you shoot them. Every gun in this game is satisfying as fuck. I love the
chainsaw one is fucking cool too.
I love the feel of all of them. You can chainsaw the fuck out of Hell Knights. It's fantastic.
Yeah, I would.
It's a gory.
I've heard people criticize it when the multiplayer open beta was out, but I would have to definitely agree with that. The guns, perfect.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Let's get in the highlights and lowlights then.
Sure. So it's funny because we are mellow. Am I saying that right?
Yeah, Armello.
Armello is a board game, a video game board game, and it looks cool and has good reviews. So I think it was on Chad and I's both of our wish lists. But then I realized that Bobby owns a copy, and so does Team Tom. So you can't play the same. We can't both share Bobby's games, but you can each share it from a different person and play each other.
Yep.
And which is what we wanted to do. And then,
but it didn't work that way.
Yeah. Chad, you had some issues, right?
Yeah. So, Emilio had, I don't know.
Emilio
had like Team Tom's dude. I've never, that's how I'm saying it.
Yeah. You've never said my name, right?
I don't want to say your name.
It's
right.
It's been,
Emilio has
usually I say like I hear Emilio usually is how I hear it.
Wow, that was a sex joke if you didn't understand that, people.
Oh god.
Emilio was using Bobby's and I wanted to use Team Tom's, but I couldn't get, when I downloaded it on mine, it was just using Digi's also. I couldn't get it to switch over to Team Tom's.
And I've run into this issue before where it defaults to one instead of the other. Man, I don't know how many people really...
We're in a small group, yeah, but there's apparently...
there's not that many people. Well, there's a family sharing, like the fifth biggest Steam group is family sharing Steam group. People share all the time, so maybe.
Okay.
Anyway, how do we resolve... I've run into this where you can't pick which library to get it from.
Yep, and exactly.
And then you clash with other people. So you can fix it with...
Yeah, so we did a bit of research and we finally found something. It's called the FSS Select Tool, the Steam Family Share Select Tool. So basically, it's just a small program, and basically it goes into your Steam files and will... adjust them as needed. So it's got a little GUI interface. So it's small file. I booted it up and linked it to my Steam library. And when I booted it up, it showed all the people that I was sharing with in their priority order. And there was also a checkbox next to each of them. So all I did was uncheck Team Tom or uncheck Digi and then booted Steam up again. And his family share was gone. And I could use Team Tom's because his family share was gone, so it naturally could only find Armello with Team Tom.
And then to put Digi back on?
Yeah, I just booted it up, clicked him, enabled back up, and he was back there again.
Beautiful.
So I wouldn't have, I didn't need to get your info again or anything like that. So if you're running into this problem, FSS Select Tool, I didn't run into any issues with it. So it worked out. We got to play Armello. Well, we sort of got to play Armello, and we'll get into that. But yeah.
Let's do it. Right now. So there was a patch the day that we played it. And so there's a part in the game when after you select your character, you can't.
No, you don't. Yeah. On the character select screen.
That's it.
There's no select button on my build or yours.
Yeah,
so neither of us. But when you play multiplayer, it's got a timer to select a character, so it eventually times out. So we were able to play multiplayer, and then we were also able to play the prologue because the prologue doesn't have a character select screen. But once I finished the character select screen, I couldn't play Armello, and it was just like, thanks a lot, but this is awesome, but I can't play your game.
And it sucks. Like, it's just timing, right? Timing's everything in most things. But so had we played this last week before that patch, maybe I'm going to say we would have really liked this game and we'd be recommending it. But when we played it, we had a really bad experience, so it's hard to say. But basically what it is, it's a board game where you're not racing, where you're trying to outroll each other. There's this one board, and... the story is you're a bunch of
clans. You're a bunch of clans. But you're the leader.
What do you call an animal that's a person?
An anamorphic.
Yeah, anamorphic.
Yeah,
whatever.
Anamorphic.
Anyway, you're a person, animal person, and you're a lord, and the king has gone crazy, and he's in the middle of the. I don't even know if this is a criticism because I haven't played it enough, but the board felt very small to me. There's only about 20, maybe 25 spaces that you can stand on.
It's supposed to. And it makes sense because you can only move a couple spots. It's probably been playtested too.
Yeah, they probably tried everything. What you're doing is trying to gain resources by taking over lands, but you take them over just by stepping on them. You roll the dice. No. Yeah, there's no dice.
The point was quests, but we never understood. The first time we played the game, we just went in straight into a multiplayer. No. Playing any, you know, doing the tutorial. We just went in multiplayer and we had no idea what the fuck we were doing.
No idea.
Yeah. And so eventually we stopped playing and went into the prologue and we learned some stuff. But then we couldn't get into multiplayer again because we were running into these issues.
You're trying to overthrow the king because you're a lord, but you're just playing a board game, right?
Yeah.
So he's in the middle and he's causing chaos because he's the mad king. He's gone crazy.
Yeah. They have a thing called the rot and he's mad with the rot.
Yeah. So, what's cool is the leader, whoever has the most prestige, you win by getting the most prestige.
Well, there's a bunch of different ways to win.
One of the ways?
You can win by having the most prestige. You can win by killing the king. You can win by having the most rot. You can win by having the four spirit stones. There was several ways. There's several win conditions, and each character is better at doing certain win conditions.
This right here is why I never won.
Yeah, because you had no idea what was going on.
No idea what I was doing.
Yeah.
But anyway, So it's kind of complex, but what was I going to get at? The
It had potential. We didn't enjoy it.
But it's probably timing.
It's probably more of...
It's a cute game.
It's probably more on us than them, wouldn't you say?
No. Dude, not having a select character button is pretty big.
I looked online. I couldn't find anybody that was running into the same issue.
I think we played it on the day of the patch. I think that's what it was.
Yeah, but you would have thought... I was seeing posts posted that day, and nobody had mentioned...
It's a cute game. I want to like it, but...
Yeah. Whatever. Bobby, you own this game. Have you played this?
No, and I originally got this game because David is Winning had recommended it to me, and he was looking for people to play with. And I remember checking out the Steam page of the game, and I'm like, yeah, that looks great. And I bought it on sale, and I have yet to play it. So maybe at some point we can all get around to playing this.
It'd be great to play a DL Gaming version, or all of us.
Yeah,
it's on
for
sale
sure
right now for $14.99.
I would say
$19.99.
If it was working, I can see it being worth that.
And I also think it appeals strongly to the board game person that likes board games, because
board games are. Do you guys know that the board game market is blowing up right now?
Yeah,
it's awesome.
I wouldn't be surprised, because there's a big tabletop community out there.
Yeah, so if you like board games, Armello is definitely a board game, but there was enough complexity, enough character selection. It felt like it was something that was going to be fun. We just never got to the fun part.
So if I'm at a loss of words, it's because I don't have my phone where all my notes are. But
where's your phone?
I don't know. Jotun was... It's a game that's a lot like Legend of Zelda, where you're walking around, you got your sword is top down.
What's this game called again?
Jotun.
Like
Jotun.
Yeah.
Which, there was an item in Smite called Jotun's Wrath, wasn't there?
I think Jotun is
a Norse god.
Isn't he an ice god?
And basically, that's what you're doing. You're playing as a female lead, and she is not sexualized at all. She's like a husky, burly chick.
Cool.
Yeah, no, for sure. And everything is hand-drawn in this game. Everything. So you can see in the animations that they skimped where they had to skimp, because, you know, drawing all this shit out is a lot. So it kind of feels like you're playing through an 80s cartoon when you're playing it.
Okay.
But it's mostly a boss battle game. There's no minions, really. You fight minions every once in a while, but it's not about that. It's not about getting from point A to point B. It's about killing Ymir and all these other gods. And you're basically a Viking girl. And, the bosses are fucking fantastic, man. Yeah. You know, you play it and you're like, oh, I'm kind of underwhelmed here. This kind of looks like Dungeons & Dragons from the 80s, if you know what I'm talking about, that cartoon. All right, this is fine. Then you get to the bosses. The bosses are the best drawn things in the game. I wouldn't say the mechanics are inventive or new, but it looks so cool because it's all hand-drawn by the same artist. And I don't know why I felt this for this game, but I felt a sense of adventure. I felt like, can this husky little girl really take on these gods? I don't know why I was thinking that, but that's what she's thinking while she's going through this. And I'm like, really, with an axe, can I take out Ymir and these other? And I felt compelled to keep on going. They have a really good, they give you a sense of scale. I don't know if it's because it's hand drawn, but they zoom out sometimes and you're like, oh, this is how big this thing is that I'm standing on. Wow, this is really, really big. It lets you know. Two problems I had with the game was, because it's 2D art, it's really hard to sense depth. You can't see depth. Sometimes I didn't know if I was behind or in front of certain things. Okay. It's just one of those things. And the other thing was, the art is great and all, but had I not played Ori and the Blind Forest, I'd say this is the best hand draw, but Ori's goddamn gorgeous. It's a work of art. So is this, but it's a different thing. It also reminded me of Never Alone, that Inuit story.
Yeah, yeah.
because I feel like the whoever's holding the torch for the Viking culture, the whole thing's in Viking Norse original speak, and you have to read the bottom. There's subtitles, so I feel like it's very true to the original stories and stuff. So I enjoyed it. I would recommend it. How much is it, Bobby?
I believe it was on sale for $7.49, but right now it's $14.99 full price.
It's a good game. Like I said, action RPG. It's good. I like it.
So this made me think, what do you think the best boss battle game is? Because I would argue Shadow of the Colossus.
Probably Shadow of the Colossus.
The best boss battle game that I've ever played. And unfortunately, it's not a PC game, but...
It's amazing when you could make a boss level. Bosses were levels.
They were. What's that one game that came out sort of recently? It was like a pixelated top-down
game. You played it, right?
I didn't play it. Oh,
with the arrow with the string.
Okay, yeah.
I brought it up.
Yeah, what was that game called?
No idea what you guys are talking about.
You literally have one arrow and you got to pick it up again, and all you do is fight bosses.
Yeah.
And I played it, and
is
I can't
that what
remember.
Mega Man was? No, there's levels before the bosses.
Yeah.
But it's largely a boss game.
Yeah, the level in Mega Man is themed to the boss. So if it's right. an ice guy, then you're in an ice level.
Oh, yeah, you're still playing Mega Man, right? You still got...
Well, I haven't played much this week.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have been playing a
little bit. Bobby, still just underwater. Take next week off of work and just play some games, man.
I wish I could.
You deserve it.
Given all the bullshit that I've had, I've had to leave work so many times that I'm actually behind at work.
Why'd you have to leave work, though? Oh, to take care
of things. Contractors and shit like
tell
that.
Yeah. How to do their goddamn job.
How do you really feel, Bobby?
Guys, I know you think Bobby sucks, but he does not suck. He's literally going through. You can't live at your house. You have to live at somebody else's house. The guys that are at your house doing their work are doing a shitty job. It's
and you shouldn't feel like you should pay for any of this.
Yeah, anyways. And it was none of it's your fault.
Yeah, but he's somebody still else, having to pay for
somebody
this.
Somebody else's apartment flooded, and your condo is ruined.
When all this shit happened, like right when I found out it was going to be even longer, I called up my insurance. I was like, look, man, I'm going to need that hotel room. Like, let's just do it because I'm covered for a hotel room. So he set it all up.
If I was your girlfriend, I'd be so offended.
Would you?
Oh, wait. No,
she probably gets sick of
I'd
him,
be
too.
I'd so offended. I was like, why wouldn't you stay with me? That's exactly what I say. I got pussy, like a bunch of stuff.
I don't know. I definitely enjoy my space, my private time.
Way more than those other things you listed.
I think she does, too. So, you know, just being together. I'm definitely not one of those people ever was in a relationship where it's like, let's be together all the time. Like,
you know, that's what marriage means, right?
Yeah, that's probably why I won't get married.
All right, moving on. Where are we going?
Anyway, so...
Go ahead.
Wow. So I was supposed to go... after work, I went over to this hotel, and they're like, oh, yeah, they didn't schedule that until June. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? They're like, yeah, I'm sorry. We can't let you in. I'm
Jesus
like,
Christ.
Like, it was funny when they told me that, though. Like, it was like straight out of a movie. I didn't even give a fuck. I was like, yep, that sounds about right. And I just walked away.
Yeah.
Like, so, it's just not one thing with this entire experience has gone right. Like, not one thing has been like, hey, this is how it's going to go down. I'm like, okay, that sounds good. And then nothing goes right. Everything gets all fucked up. Every little detail.
And you would think, like, okay, my floors are ruined. This is ruined. This is ruined. But I'm getting new versions of all those things. But you don't like those new versions of these things that are coming in, right?
Well, I mean, the biggest problem that I had was, like, they fucked up the paint. Like, they had to paint a whole bunch of stuff, and you got to match the paint. Like, if you paint one side of a wall, the other side of the wall is going to look different. So I come there, and I'm like, do I really have to leave work to come here to tell you that I would also like this painted as well? Like...
Bobby, it sounds like you're coming off like an asshole, but these are like basic things, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Problem is you hired a Mexican, didn't you?
No, the problem is it's contracted work.
Yeah, exactly. They subcontract other people. Yeah, I'm finding out all these. You know what I watched the other day? You guys ever seen The Money Pit?
Wait, hold on, Bobby. I just want to point out that Emilio is going to the bathroom. He's specifically drinking whiskey so he wouldn't have to go out to go to the bathroom because of last week's debacle where he peed four times, Bobby?
I think it was four times.
Four times. So
it's not even the amount that he pees, people. It is the frequency at which he does. Like literally 10 minutes in between each other.
Yeah.
It boggles my mind. But while he's doing that, let me tell you about my new chair, which I set up.
Oh, yeah. You got the DX Racer, right?
Yeah, my DX Racer drifting series came in. Cost twice as much as my last computer chair, so of course I'm expecting a lot.
Well, because you had a lot of money saved up because you weren't spending money on anything else such as like your condo or anything, right?
Yeah, exactly. But well, my last chair, it started doing that thing where it slowly sinks after a while, and oh my God, that was getting really old really quick. That was driving me crazy. But the DX Racer Drifting Series, got that in. I had talked to Flying Hawaiian, a listener of ours, about it, and he had recommended the Maxnomic chairs, which I'd also looked into, and those are the
What are they called again?
Maxnomic.
Maxnomic.
Let me pull them up. You'll recognize them because they're the chairs that they use at like every esports.
I thought that was the DX Racer one.
The DX Racer is like the chair that every Twitch streamer has, but every time I watch Heroes of the Storm tournaments, they're always in Maxnomics chairs.
They look very similar to the DX Racers.
They're physically shaped the same, but the Maxnomics are always orange and black.
Weird. What a weird choice to make.
Yeah, I know. It's like they don't give you any color options, but I love the color of my DX Racer. It is black, and it says DX Racer in white on the top because they do a lot of that crazy color schemes, which I'm not a fan of. And the material is, it's kind of like the chair I'm sitting in now. It's like a cloth material, and I do not like the fake leather or the vinyl. I don't like that feel at all, which my last chair was.
You don't like picking the scraps off your back as it cracks and crumbles?
Leather is not good for walking around your apartment. You just leave pleather dropping.
Yeah, that's what I'm dealing with right now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, and that's how my old one was. But I love the material on this new one. My biggest concern was the height of the seat. I know they have adjustable heights, but anytime I have a chair with an adjustable height, I always just raise it all the way up anyway. I mean, I don't think anyone ever really like lowers it and goes, oh, this is the perfect height.
That's exactly what I do.
Well, you have an
idea. You're really low, right?
Yeah.
I think I'm the right height.
Your setup, though.
Where the center column slightly shoves up my ass. As I'm sitting, and the pleather is peeling off the back, and I can't lean it back anymore because that's broken.
Playing my rig for all eternity would be heaven for me. Playing your rig for all eternity would be hell.
See, I hate your setup.
Go fuck yourself.
Although, I'm just finding out this week that my mouse no longer recognizes the hardwood...
Texture
of my
IKEA desk,
and now my mouse does not always work in every location when I move it around.
So are you blaming your mouse or your desk?
I just need to get a mouse pad, but I hate mouse pads.
So you're taking the $4.99 fix.
I just got my tax return back. I might upgrade.
Wait, we'll talk about mice later.
You might get a $5 mouse pad.
We will talk about mice later. Yeah. I might get since I got my tax. You're not possibly peeing again. Okay. Phew. I
want to let everybody know that I'm drunk. So that's okay. Where we're at.
Okay. I might actually upgrade my hardware, as in the table, the desk, and the chairs.
Whole thing, dude.
The whole chair, table, desk.
We'll see. Rig's cool. Rig's fine.
Yeah, the rig's good.
Although, more on that later, too, as well.
Yeah. I think the computer's fine, your monitor, mouse, keyboard. But, yeah, it's really the chair and the desk. And the chair, it makes a difference, man.
Like, yeah.
I'm noticing that. It's taken me a little bit to get used to this new chair. Even though it is so much better than my last one, it doesn't feel natural.
Which model is this?
This is the Drifting Series. I don't know the exact model number. It looks similar to the one I've got up here on the screen.
Okay.
It looks a lot like that, except it's just all black, and it's like a cloth, more cloth type of leather.
If this sounds like crazy to you guys, like, chair is so important. Like I said, I think it was last week, it's the only one that can affect your health. Like, my back would hurt if I was in chess. I don't know how he survives that. It's really, really important. Your ass comfort is very, very important.
I'm built of a sturdy people.
Oh, I see.
No, I do need to. So you recommend this one?
I would recommend it. I'm going to have to spend a little bit more time with it to give my full opinion on it. I don't really like the armrests because you can twist them to the side, and I keep accidentally doing that. I don't really care for that.
Did you pay that for it?
Did I what?
Did you pay what we're seeing for it?
$339. Mine was slightly cheaper than this one.
Wow.
Yeah, they are expensive. But when I was putting this together, I don't know if I've ever mentioned on the podcast, but I used to do upholstery work for like 3 years.
No.
Like in cars, boats.
I think you're never really told secretly, me that. I think you're secretly 87 years old. because how many jobs has he had?
He's got a lot of stories.
I've had a lot of jobs.
I don't. Where do you find the time? You started working when you were six, didn't you?
No, I worked two jobs out of high school. One of them was this upholstery job, and I worked at a flower shop for many, many years.
See, didn't know that either.
I knew that.
Gay jokes made at that comment, but the only other people working at flower shops are old ladies and young high school girls, so you can imagine how that played out for me.
You and the old ladies, right?
Yep, you know it. But anyway, I did upholstery work for a number of years, so immediately when I put this together, recognized this.
Sorry, guys. I just hit my mic stand really hard, so
good stitching.
That loud banging that you just heard, that was me.
Okay, Jay, I got it. Cool.
Not just the stitching, but the way that the seat's put together. It is a car seat. Like if I wanted to, I could take this thing apart, cut it, and like choose my own material and sew it back together like fairly easily. I could probably even refoam it, but it is put together just like a car seat. And
so would you say it's like bucket seating? Because it looks
like a bucket seat.
Yeah.
And what Flying Wine had told me about this is that you want to make sure you get one because some of these are a little tight around the midsection. Now, I'm not a very wide person, but even at that, I do feel like it's kind of like my car seat. And people tell me this all the time. Like it feels like it's wrapped around you almost. This is kind of a tight fit. And
it's a tight fit for you? I can't sit
up. It's tighter than my last chair.
I cannot get in this thing then.
Yeah. It you could, but it might be a little uncomfortable because it's got those things coming up on the sides and like kind of around.
And you can't adjust the side ones?
Does anybody ever use your armrests? I feel like you could just take those things off.
I do all the time.
I use armrests.
Maybe I do. I'm not thinking
leave my armrests like perfectly level with my desk. So it's like, and even if the armrests go down like just 2 inches, I start to feel that after a while. It's like, you know, my hand being elevated and doing all that work, it's almost like the blood flow isn't as good.
No wonder he's better at us than video games, dude. The level intricacy for him to be comfortable.
Dude, I heard a story about this StarCraft II player that would, when he went to tournaments, he would have a measuring stick. It wasn't even a ruler. It was like his own personal measuring stick. And when he would sit down, he would measure exactly how far the mouse was from the monitor, how high the monitor was off the keyboard.
It makes sense, though.
That's why he's at the top level.
Yeah, that's why he's competing at the highest level.
Yeah.
But it is true. When one little thing is off, like I've moved all my shit around and put it all back. So I'm having a little trouble getting everything exactly where I need it. And playing Heroes of the Storm again, I'm missing keys. Like I'm going to hit G and I'm hitting F. So like when things are off just even half an inch, like it makes a huge difference when it comes to PC gaming.
I honestly could be standing up and bent over my...
I can't wait till you get your new shit, dude. I'm excited for you. I'm more excited than you are that you just decided, and I'm excited for you.
Yeah. I know. I wish you'd put your pants back on, though, honestly.
I know.
What else are we talking about?
Yeah, what have you guys been playing? Because I've only been playing Doom and that's about it.
Fix the apartment or fix the condo.
I played a bunch of stuff for little bits. What are we looking at time wise, Bobby? Are we way over?
We're about an hour 20.
Should we wrap this up? I can talk stuff next week.
If we move all this down, we can go to listener questions and then news. All that stuff can be.
All right. Well, yeah, we do have a listener question this week.
Yeah, we do.
Clown lotion.
Yeah, by the
I
way,
I did
guys,
play stuff this week, guys, and you'll hear about it next week.
Yeah, we're supposed to do one of the Chi interviews, but Chi had a very intense week, so we're going to push that to next week. So there's no interview at the end of this one.
Yep. So she will interview me next week, and then Bobby the week after, and then back to you guys.
Yep.
Very cool. All right, so Clown Lotion asks, in the past couple of years, do you guys have any games you've played that you thought were great at the time, but looking back, think it isn't so great now? My vote is going to Grav. It scratched the MMO itch for about a day. In retrospect, not so great.
Which one was Grav?
Grav was like an MMO a different planet.
Was that the one that was just a couple years ago?
Maybe last year.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe this year. But people were digging it. Like, I felt like everybody was picking this up.
Oh, this one. Okay, so this is not the one I'm thinking of.
Oh, okay.
This is. Okay, the one. What was the one I'm thinking of that.
I don't know, dude. I'm not in your head. Wow. I'm not gay.
Wow. I already had about 6 gay jokes, though. I'm worried that people actually think I'm gay.
He's not gay. He has sex with people that aren't guys. Usually.
Nothing to say that that's not a problem.
I don't recognize Grav at all. Like, I have
really?
No recollection.
I felt like it blew up 1 week.
Yeah.
Like, David is Winning was playing it. Everybody's playing it. And yeah. I was like, oh, it was like, and it wasn't expensive. That was the thing.
It kind of looks familiar.
I think this is the game that everybody was playing, and then they made changes and then stopped developing it, and it just never went from there.
Yeah. Well, what's the new one coming out? Lost something with all the open world, fly to planets, been hyped for a while now.
From Hello Games.
Yeah.
Shit. What's the
No Man's Sky.
No Man's Sky. Because that's
from downtown.
Yeah, it's like. But it looks vaguely familiar. But yeah, so this is a game that Clown Lotion had played, thought it was the greatest thing ever, and then looking back, not so great. So what do you guys think?
So I went way long ago than this. So the two that I came up with are the first one. So DuckTales was a game that when I was growing up, DuckTales the game on Nintendo, I loved that game when I was growing
anything
up.
Disney based and during that era was dog shit,
and I saw in an emulator DuckTales a couple years ago, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna play DuckTales, I'm gonna have a bunch of fun. Played about 15 minutes, I was like, what the fuck is this dog shit? That I used to think this game was the shit, and now I don't understand what I saw in it.
I think back in the day, being like American like capitalist 80s culture, is just like, if we have the license, it doesn't matter what we put out, we're gonna make tons of money.
Yeah.
So there's no art in any of that. So it was just putting shit out. Although some of the Star Wars games were pretty good, but in general, if you had the good license, you just Lion King game? Ugh. So bad. Bobby, what do you got?
Wait. The other one I had was Street Fighter 2010.
It didn't say two. Chad,
well, I'm choosing two.
All right, cool.
Street Fighter 2010 is a game that...
Is that a thing?
Yeah, Bobby, boot it up. Has any of you other guys played this?
I think I have. I think I rented this game thinking...
It was like a side-scroller from Capcom where you played as this guy, Ken. I think you played as Ken.
Street Fighter 2010. You did.
And... you could do like wall jumps and stuff. It was like one of the first games that I played with wall jumps. And I was like, wow, this game is awesome. And you look at it now and you're like, holy shit.
Well, looking isn't fair. Did you have fun at the time? That makes it a good game.
It's probably one of the worst games ever made. But at the time, I thought it was the shit.
And it's funny because I'm going to go the same route that Chad does. I'm of the mind that nothing holds up at all. And I would say if...
Nothing?
Really? Yeah, I don't know. It's very difficult for me to think of something that would answer this question, because most of my experiences are going back and playing these games that I loved at a younger age, and they totally hold up. But, you know, keep in mind, he's asking in the past couple of years.
Oh, shit, that's going to fuck. Well, I can't come up with something on the spot right now. So I'm going to go with my original answer. It was ActRaiser for the SNES. And
I don't even know that game.
This is the first thing that I've ever played that merged two genres together. It was a platformer and a city builder in one game. So
fuck?
Yeah. So you would
pulled two different styles of games out of a hat.
And I'm pretty sure it was two games in development, and half the people had to get fired to keep making money, and so they just made it one game. But like, I would say for like 15 years, I said this was my favorite game. I beat it in one night. I stayed up all night and played this. And I looked it up today because of Clown Notion. And I was looking at it. I was like, I don't remember one goddamn pixel of what I'm looking at. Not one. And so I was like, yeah, this doesn't look good at all. But I got to give credit where credit's due. They merged two genres before people were even saying genres were in video games.
Yeah. Kind of along the same veins, when we went back and played EverQuest, I was like, holy shit, what did we see in this
game? That was a tough one for me, though.
I feel like you guys are talking about games. I feel like the question you guys are answering is
different.
Hold up.
Yeah.
And the question he's asking is, what's a game that came out in the last couple of years that when it came out, you're like, this is the best thing ever. And then it was like,
you're 100% right. Yeah. But it's like, hard.
What were we on the hype train for that kind of came off?
Like Evolve? The pinnacle of the off the rails hype train.
Yeah.
That would be Evolve 2. Look, 2 weeks ago.
I don't know if I could think of a recent example, but I totally know the feeling of just being hyped about a game. Not even just being hyped about it, but also when it comes out, you play it, you're like, yes, this is awesome. And then maybe a couple years later, you go back, you play it, and it's not that great. And if I could think of anything, it would be, and I don't mean to be picking on this game this week, but Fallout 3, I played that. And I didn't hate it. I actually really enjoyed it. And then I went and played New Vegas, which is very similar, you know, practically the same game. And I didn't realize how bad the graphics were and how, like, stiff the character animations were and how just, like...
Bad.
And I'm going to get a lot of hate for this because people love this game. They are crazy about Fallout 3, but I just totally don't understand it. And to me, I just feel like I'm doing a bunch of pointless bullshit and, like, not a very interesting setting. So I don't...
I will say that I think right now, I think both you guys, no, not Bobby, but I think Amelia will say this exact question about Doom. I think Doom that you guys are playing right now.
So
I think
2 years from now. See, yeah. I don't know because because Wolfenstein, I've always meant to go back and play that game again. I did go back, play Wolfenstein The New Order. Really enjoyed it. I played Wolfenstein The New Blood, practically the same game, did not enjoy it.
Yeah. I don't think Doom's got a lot of depth, and I think Emilio is going to try to play the hard mode and be bored and not finish it.
I completely agree with you, but well, I would say that's
more replay value because some games don't have a lot of replay value.
I would say, remember when we played through Spore in one day?
Yeah, and then never touched it again.
And I was completely... I was like, that was a $50 experience. Yes. I'm completely fine with my purchase. That was a $50, but I'm not going to play this game again. And that's how I feel with Doom. I don't care what you pay. It's probably a $100 experience.
Yeah.
And
that's how good this is.
And that's a matter of replay value. I do have a good answer to this question now that I think about it. It's the same answer to all my listener questions. Super Monday Night Combat. Because I love that game. I thought that was a great game.
That is the answer. The answer is Super Monday Night Combat.
It's the answer to the universe.
Yeah.
47 or...
42. 42, yeah.
42, shit.
But yeah, you fucked that up. Game, and then I got really into Smite, and I just kind of discovered the MOBA genre, and then I went back to Super Monday Night Combat. I'm like, oh my God, this game had so many fundamental problems, like big issues that it would have just never have sustained itself had people continued to play it. So yeah, that's the best answer.
Best answer. We're gonna all go with that answer.
Sure. Yeah.
Lotion, it's Super Monday Night Combat. Still try it out.
Yeah. Next time, pick an answer where we can't question where we can answer with Super Monday Night Combat. Such as
what games do you guys like other than Super Night? And we'll be like,
what game is Super not Monday like Super Monday Night Combat?
I'm so drunk right now. All right.
We're going to talk a little esports here. We got the World Esports Association formed by ESL and players to standardize competition. So what do you mean standardize competition?
I guess they're trying to just get everything on a level playing field, make sure that the rules are the same throughout the world. This is the United Nations. This is the UN of esports. It was going to happen. You need a governing body to make sure that everybody's playing on the same playing field. So
I just get a little skeptical if it's only one group that's trying to do a standardization, because you're not standardizing.
It's not one group. It's ESL and the top 10.
Is MLG on there? Is any of the other esports organizations on there, or is it only ESL?
Well, what are they standardizing? You know, are these like regulations? Like,
yeah.
Like rules that have to be followed. Like this has to be, you know, if you're going to have an official tournament competition, then, you know, the players need to have a boxed room. You know, they can't just.
Yeah, exactly.
Just stuff like that would be nice. That'd be a positive. I was recently watching a Heroes tournament, and it was at DreamHack in Austin, which is a big place. They were having a Counter-Strike one there as well. And they were getting so much noise from the Counter-Strike area that it was disrupting their game. Like, the music they were playing was vibrating the tables as they're playing their tournament. And some of the camera guys were getting so close that they were bumping the monitors of the players while the game was going on. And it's just like, stuff like that is like, come on, dude, we have to have some level of professionalism here, you know, so that we ensure this is a fair game.
But this needs to, okay, whatever you're saying, I see what you're saying, that whatever this is probably going to favor ESL. But this also had to happen.
I know.
You need a governing body.
But you started us off by mentioning UN, and this would be like the U.S. trying to impose their standards on the rest of, which we obviously already do. But, you know, the difference between the United Nations and one particular organization trying to push their standards on everybody else.
Now, all of it has to happen.
True. But if it was ESL and MLG and, you know, Blizzard and Valve, all are you, wow. Anyways, what was I saying? Bobby?
No, Amelia is going to pee again. We aren't cutting any.
We're not cutting
these parts out.
Last week, I had to do so much work to fix his bladder problems in post, and this week I'm just not doing it.
Yeah, just not doing it. The people need to know anyway.
Yeah, they do. We need to address this in some manner, because this is just an embarrassment. So, you know, I would be more interested in this if this was more groups coming together to do this.
Yeah. Well, I had not heard about this, and I don't know anything about it, so I'm just throwing speculation, but I'm definitely going to read up on this.
Cool. Let's get into some news questions.
All right. So GTX 1080 benchmarks leaked. We've got some stats here from, looks like 3D Mark, Firestrike, score 22,000. Firestrike is the Ultra, that's like the highest set of tests that you can run it on, I believe.
Is it?
Yeah, I believe that's Firestrike. I haven't run 3D Mark in a while, but...
Yeah, it's Firestrike. So I was hoping, Bobby, I don't know what to... These are just numbers. Doesn't mean a whole lot to me. Do you have anything we can compare this to? Do you know what you got on Firestrike? Just to say.
Well, the thing is that you got to take into account what processor, memory, motherboard, all that stuff plays into this. Obviously, the graphics part... graphics card is the most important factor in this, but the rest of your system plays a part too. So these aren't going to tell you too much, but what is my Firestrike score?
You could look it up.
My GTX 690, it was like 11,000, 12,000. On my new one, I want to say 15, 16.
But we don't know what level of Firestrike.
I don't know if that's on Firestrike, though. I think that's on a lower one.
All right, so we don't know. But let's throw it out there.
I think normal we all know is the motto of this podcast, right? DL Gaming.
DL Gaming, where you have more questions than answers. Yeah. That should be, I like professionally unprofessional, but I think more questions than answers is really truly where we're at.
For DL Gaming, we piss 8 times a podcast. Have you thought about that?
Chad, shut the fuck up. So anyway, so on normal, I got 22,000. Extreme, it got 12,000, and Ultra got 6,000. So I don't know what that really means.
Maybe Firestrike is the one that I'm thinking of.
Yeah, Firestrike's the most common one.
Yeah, okay, that is the one.
Yeah.
Okay, so your old rig.
I feel like you got 15 or 16,000.
Okay. Yeah, with a 980 Ti.
Yeah.
But then again, when they do run these tests, you know, they could be running a really high-end processor as well. And plus, this is Firestrike. I don't know if I've seen any benchmarks for this, and I've been looking like constantly.
They just came out. These got leaked. These are leaked. Sorry. They're not official. Yeah. Like, well, NVIDIA's not putting this out.
Someone also leaked benchmarks from that game Stellaris for the 1080. Because sometimes when you bench test something, it tells you the hardware, and someone had a 1080 and they tested Stellaris with it. But that game, was made to run on AMD anyway. They were working with Mantle on that, so the results weren't really accurate. I don't know. You got to go to a respectable outlet like PC Perspective or, you know, some company. And if you guys have ever read like a hardware review, they're long and boring. These are like five fucking pages of a bunch of like technical bullshit. But they have stats on everything and they take into account like all the different variables. And
are your pants really on or off when you read them? Okay, so I don't know what this all means, but
yeah, so let's move on.
There was a chart that like tracked the percentage of how, I don't know what it is, but what we have, Chad, is the GTX 970.
Yep.
And we were 49% of whatever they were tracking. It was called a 3D benchmark, I believe.
Okay.
49% is where we landed. The GTX 1080 comes in at 100%, and the overclocked GTX came out at 124%. So roughly, it's twice as powerful. Whatever this is, it was twice as powerful. The regular stock one is twice as powerful as what Chad and I are running.
Okay.
That's what I got from that chart. But this is like leaked stuff from some guy in some warehouse that probably doesn't have a job anymore. So
I'm completely ready to go on to the next thing. I care less about
leaked. Go fuck yourself, Chad.
Seriously. Read the article before we go into this. Jesus Christ. It's like,
no, there's no article, dude. It's leaked information. Four pictures was uploaded by some guy anonymously. There's not a whole lot to
some, like, really good factual information. Let me
listen to our podcast. Instead,
let us direct you.
This Week in Computer Hardware, they had a really good episode recently about it. And that's like a quick 40-minute podcast, very technical minded. And they talked a lot about it. They don't have any strict benchmarks yet, but they kind of talked about what the whole marketing department of NVIDIA is saying and what we can actually expect from the card.
So the Bobby podcast.
I'm saying, hey, pump the brakes on the hype train there.
All right. So
Emilio has no idea how to pump the brakes on the hype train.
And buy our hype train t-shirts coming
exactly.
soon.
Exactly.
The Logitech G900. I don't cover hardware very much.
No. You got to say the whole thing.
The G900 Chaos Spectrum.
Yep.
Which is so stupid. All those words. Chaos Spectrum. The Spectrum of Chaos.
Yeah.
Oh, I did learn about that, but it is a long podcast, so I can't get into that. But my G500 is my favorite peripheral ever. And I'm reading about this, and it's so crazy. It's so rare that every single critic agrees on something. And this is getting perfect scores across the board throughout gaming culture. I think, I'm not 100% sure, but I think Logitech made the perfect mouse. They say left-handed, right-handed, doesn't matter. It's ambidextrous. It's the wireless, but you're not losing anything to the... I need to check this out. It's $150, this thing, though. So
I'm looking at it, and I don't see, unless there's attachments, I don't see...
There's a lot of attachments.
Attachments.
See all those attachments on the right, and they're coming on and off?
Yeah, what I'm looking for, though, is something to rest like my thumb and my pinky on so those don't touch the mouse pad as I'm gliding it across.
I don't know, man. I've read...
Is that a thing?
Oh, yeah, that's a big thing.
I've read four...
Sounds sexy.
I've read one article and seen the scores on three more articles, and I've never seen anything rated this high.
$150 for a mouse, that's expensive.
It is. And I've had my mouse, and I've said
it's
my
wireless G500, too, though. Keep that in mind. Yeah.
My G500 is my favorite peripheral ever. So as soon as that craps out, I'm probably going to buy this thing.
Yeah, and my G700, I mean, it's still working like a champ, but that thing is looking pretty ragged. I mean, I use the hell out of it, but I really enjoy that mouse.
Jizz stands everywhere.
No, dude, it's just like the oils from your hands will shred a mouse.
Sure, the oils. Yeah. Yep, the oils. That's what I was saying, the oils. Coconut oil. Fucking.
But I'm hoping to get a new mouse pretty soon, so I'm gonna check into this one. I'm not a big fan of all the lights, though. I used to always get Razer mice, and those were really flashy.
I don't like Razer mice. I don't like the look of them. They're pretentious.
That's because I have a Razer, huh? Jerk.
But I don't know. I'm not too into lights in general on my computer system.
But don't you have a light up keyboard?
No.
No, he has the opposite.
Oh, he has no
light.
No keyboard.
No, yeah.
But no, I mean, all my rigs used to have that big flashy, you know, UV cathodes running in there, all that shit, but not anymore. I'm just black on black on black.
I just had the saddest thought. Like, if we were talking about literature or something with a literature podcast, it would last forever. Like, somebody in 1,000 years can come back and listen to it and be like, oh, this, they had some good points. PC gaming is not even going to be a thing.
You don't think so?
It won't be called PC gaming. It'll just be called
gaming. That seems like a long road that you're about to head.
I'm just saying.
He gets introspective when he drinks. Yeah. I don't know if you know this, but
trying to wrap up.
I'm sorry. I just had a thought.
Trying to talk.
Drunk thought.
That's the whole point of podcasting, though, is you want to listen every week. We're
running super long, though.
We want to listen every week because it's changing on a week-to-week basis.
Yeah.
You're not going to have a week-to-week podcast about the latest.
You're right. You're right that I am.
There are some podcasts where you can go start at number one and work your way through, but this is
yeah. Please don't go back to the early ones, yeah. People. If you just started listening, please don't go backwards. Please only go forwards.
All right. So, Fable Legends spent $75 million before it was shut down.
Could you imagine cutting a project? That's $75 million. Well,
Blizzard did the same thing, right? Well, with their Titan, they spent way more than Titan.
Became Overwatch, though.
They harvested it, and right. So all that work, that $75 million, I don't think went to waste. They probably put that into other projects. So it's not like that shit just went down the drain.
Well, here's also the thing that some people tried to buy the Fable name from Microsoft, and they said no, and they offered quite a bit of money. From what I've heard, it's hundreds of millions of dollars for Lion Share, I believe, is the
Lionsgate.
Lionsgate
is actually a film studio, yeah. So that was my bad. Lionshead, right?
Yeah. And Fable, hundreds of millions of dollars were offered to, and they shut it down. Now, that's one thing where you're like, hundreds of millions for Microsoft is like, whatever. But also, it probably points to their trying to get back into Fable. I don't know. But did either of you guys play Fable?
No.
I played Fable 3, and I actually really enjoyed that game.
I think that was the benchmark for Fable, right? Like, 3 was known as their best game, but I don't know.
It's the only one I played.
Cool. Anyway, I just thought it was an interesting talking point. More on this is probably going to be coming out because it sounds like a hot topic. But I literally wrote this right before I started drinking whiskey, so I don't know what's going on.
I often hear you say you have no idea what's going on.
Ted, you got anything else?
Nope.
Bobby, you got anything else?
No, you probably don't want to play with that clip, though.
Yeah, that's really loud.
That clip on the mic stand that's connected to the microphone. I'm just
okay.
Casting reverberation.
Thank God we're ending this podcast because Amit is about to fall off the deep end. I can see his eyes. Emilio's leaving, and drunk Emilio is trying to crawl his way in. So end this podcast, Bobby, please.
No, I don't end the podcast. That's this guy over here.
No, do the spiel. I like the spiel.
Oh, the spiel?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, dlgaming.net is the website. No recent articles by Team Tom, but I'm sure he'll have some up soon. Check out our BioShock DL Game Club episode and pick up Undertale so you can be a part of the next one. We'd like to get the whole idea of the DL Game Club is to start a discussion about a specific game, and we want everyone to be in on that discussion. So go to our Steam group, post something on there, you know, tell us what you thought about the game, whether you agree with us or not. I think all of us were like, yeah, this game's amazing, except for Chad. He did not like it. So
wait, I respected it without personally liking it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly how I feel about your mother. Like, I respect her, but I fuck her all the same.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
So we want to hear your...
My mom died last year.
I'm just moving right through it. Yeah, I'm even acknowledging it. So we want to hear your thoughts on BioShock. So post that up.
Do we have a thread up on the BioShock?
Let's get one up. Create that.
Okay.
All right. DLGaming.net is the website. Check us out on Twitter. Emilio's starting to stream again. So check that out on Twitch. And I think that's it.
Finish this off.
So for everybody here and myself, big sloppy titties.